You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, when we were doing Rattle Off, a listener named Summer was on with us. She ended up winning, but what was funny is we asked what she did, and she was describing her job, blah, blah, blah. But she was like, yeah. And I said, well, what do you really want to do? And her answer was, I went to school to be a baker.
Yep.
And so Jeremy's like, well, why aren't you doing it? And she said, because she screwed something up on like one of her very first jobs. The boss yelled at her. And she said, I've realized this just isn't for me. So what she said was, it's what I really wanted to do, but I sucked at it.
Yeah, she just wasn't good at it. You know, and all of her cakes went flat.
We had to jot down a note to turn that into a full-blown segment to ask every one of our listeners, got to have some fun with us today. What is it that you always really wanted to do, but you have to admit you got no skills? You suck at it.
You couldn't pull it off one bit. we are already getting emails overnight about this because we promoted it. And Mary wrote in and said, my dream is to live on a farm with animals and land. But boys, I hate yard work and I don't even want to scoop my dog's poop.
See?
I would love to live on a farm, but it would totally go to hell. Fun to dream, though. That's from Mary. That's what we're looking for. That's kind of your dream. You want to do it, but you know you would not succeed at all.
Now, Lorenza is having some fun with this. I'd like for us to stay more on topic if possible, but I still have to share because it made me LOL. Lorenza says, I wanted to be a nun when I was little, but then I discovered boys.
Well, that works. That works. Never mind. Let's go make out.
What do you really want to do, but you suck at it?
Yes.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Call us because we'd love to talk to you. Or if you have to send a text, send a text. Can we take a call before we go to break?
Absolutely.
We'll start with Shelly. Good morning, Shelly. Welcome.
Good morning, and thank you.
Hi, Shelly.
So you really want to, but you're just not good at it. What are we talking about?
Being married.
You really want to settle
really
down.
I really want to do this. Yeah, and I failed miserably a couple of times. I just can't do it.
Why? What's going on? Why can't you pull it off?
Well, I think it's me. Actually, I'm impossible to live with.
Is it you?
I have very high standards. It is me, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about this for just a little bit.
Okay.
What standards are too high? Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you
six pack abs?
What are you holding them to? That's more too difficult to hold them to.
Well, you know, splashing water on the floor when you get out of the shower, when you're washing dishes, you just don't splash water on the floor.
No, I mean, water on the floor, huh?
Okay. No,
grounds
no
for
water
divorce.
On the floor.
What else?
Yeah. Let's see. God, that list is so long. It's just ridiculous.
Well, why did you divorce the two guys?
Well, they weren't all my fault, you know.
Oh, okay.
And we don't have time for that.
Oh. Well, we do. Jeremy and I could stay here till noon talking about this kind of stuff. What are you talking about? And our listeners aren't going anywhere.
Go ahead.
Fix dinner. I hate to come and fix dinner. You know, it's just, I never have anything out. I never know what to make. If I just want a bowl of cereal, I can have a bowl of cereal, and it's perfect.
So you don't want to cook dinner, but if you have a guy that's there sitting at the stove making you spaghetti, making you dinner, and gets a little water on the floor, though.
Oh, that's
you're out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and I like to be able to watch whatever I want to watch on TV when I want to watch it, and I like to be able to just pack up and go camping at a moment's notice, and you know, go ride my bike or go for a hike and not have to sit home and watch football games all the time or some sports channel.
Mm-hmm. So I could date you. We could be together, honestly.
You say you want to be you say you want to be married. So what part of it about being married are you missing in your life? Like, because it sounds to me like you're describing the perfect life of a single person. What element of marriage do you feel like you're missing out on? I mean, is it the fooling around?
Like the
is it that?
Companionship. Well, there's that too. But I like the companionship of having somebody to do stuff with, but not every day in and day out. Can't have somebody living here day in and day out. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
I can't breathe. I can't.
You need you just need a boy toy, don't you?
Yeah.
A camping buddy and a sweet, sweet loving buddy.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing wrong, in my opinion.
Do it.
There's nothing wrong with the whole friends with benefits thing. I mean, you're a grown
ass
adult.
Especially if you've been married twice already, that's the way you should be living then.
Absolutely.
That works for you.
Yes, it does. It works for me, and I just would like a little bit more of a companionship that's full-time, part-time. Like, living in a separate house so we could still get together and go do stuff, that'd be ideal.
All right. Well, I have described multiple times that my ideal situation is a duplex with a door cut in between so you can go back and forth. But one person has their side. The other person has their side.
Yes.
And if you want to get together, you just open the door and you go through and you get together. Otherwise, you each go. It's almost like in boxing. You go to your separate corners, you know?
Perfect.
What do you think?
It's perfect. I'm all about that. I'm on board. You know, and it's funny that you really push separate bedrooms. My grandparents had separate bedrooms. That is not weird for me. And at this point in my life, I'm really okay with that.
That's what you want.
I got to the point where I no longer cared that people were like, what's wrong with you guys? And I was like, are you kidding? This is the way to go.
He's
and
so
both
rested.
Of us feel that way. I mean, we both feel that way.
My brother is the same way. Yep. Fabulous.
I don't know why more people don't do that. Well, Shelly, I want to thank you for being under the microscope for a few minutes.
Good luck finding your dream boat there.
Well, I do have a boat, and I'm really happy with
it. You have a boat, too.
Shut up.
Thought you didn't
go
like water.
Have a great day, Shelly.
I love water.
Not on your hardwood floors.
Right. Ciao.
Bye.
See you later. See you. Thanks for the laugh.
That's good.
She goes, first, I can't believe you turned this into a segment. Yes, you can, Summer. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Our entire show is pretty much based off of what our listeners are doing.
We told you we were.
And then she goes, and second, I made muffins this morning, and they were delish.
Yum.
Yeah, but now wait a minute. Was it out of a box,
right,
Summer?
Those Krusty's ones or whatever they're called.
Yeah, you got
the
blue box of Krusty's
the powder.
And you threw it in the oven.
Nah, it doesn't count.
We are not impressed.
Listen, baby steps for her. She's trying to get back into it. Baby steps.
All right, what else we got?
Jennifer says, I want to move to Italy and pick olives for a living, even though I hate eating them. Yeah, probably not a good idea, Jennifer. Hank says, I really want to be a day trader and make thousands of dollars a day, but I screw up my monthly budget consistently and I overspend. My wife says I suck at money management, so it's probably not a good idea until I pay off
don't
my
become a day trader.
Credit
don't
card
do
cards.
That.
Don't do that.
Don't
and
do
I do
that.
Love Shirley. She says, I want to be an EMT or a nurse. I wanted to be, but then I discovered that the sight of blood makes me vomit. But I'm super caring and helpful. Can I just ride around in the ambulance and hug people that are going through a bad time? That's Shirley.
That's great. To the phones. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, hi.
So what did you really want to be?
I really wanted to be a singer.
Yeah, but?
So I really wanted to be a singer, and I know I'd be good at it because I know how to sing, I know how to play instruments, and I like writing music. But every time I step on stage, I burst into tears and have a panic attack.
Oh.
Yeah, probably not a good idea then.
No, wait a minute.
Take some breathing lessons.
You can overcome that issue. I'm telling you.
I've been working on it since I was like 16. I don't know.
I mean, look at you right now. Like, there's thousands of people listening, and you're doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many butterflies. It's not even funny.
Sing something for us, Jenny.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Nope.
This is a huge step for you.
Now, I have people say this all the time on the phone, that they're a singer, but they don't want to sing for us. I'm like, listen,
Jenny,
if you say I'm a singer, just you singing in your shower, in your closet, that's nothing. If you're going to be a singer, you got to sing for people.
Perform.
I know.
Give us one thing that you think you're best at singing. One thing. 10 seconds of it.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have a song I wrote, I guess.
Do
okay,
it.
Okay, just 10
anything.
Seconds of
okay.
it.
Happy.
Cool.
No,
take a deep breath. Take a cleansing breath
okay.
right now.
Come on. Center yourself.
There you go. All right, 10
okay.
seconds.
So,
what's the song called?
It's called Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Here you are making your debut.
All right. Hey, how are disciple now for a long, long time. I hope you are too.
I don't like
hey.
It. Nah, I don't like it. Pick a different one.
Marvelous.
That was crap.
No.
That wasn't very good.
Keep chasing those dreams,
Jenny. Yeah. Do something else, Jenny. Do something else.
Don't let Jeremy dissuade you.
No, I think it was beautiful.
It was lovely,
I
Jenny.
Loved the part when you stopped.
Wow, okay.
Let me ask you this.
No, it was really bad. It was really bad.
Let me ask you this. What's your backup plan?
What do you do now? What are you doing for a living?
Well, I was an accountant for a while, but I honestly sucked at it and hated it. So now I'm in insurance.
Yeah, okay. Do that.
And how are you doing with your third calling? Are you doing okay with insurance?
Yeah, I'm honestly doing pretty good with it. I'm
go.
In claims, and I like talking to people and being nice to them. So
there you go. You found See. Your dream.
See, you know what you could be? You could be the singing claims agent for the insurance company.
No, I think whatever you do, Jenny, don't
I've
sing anymore.
I've seen your car. And I believe it's totaled. What do you think?
That was better than Jenny, honestly.
That's beautiful. Oh, my God. You're so mean. I'm driving in my car and really nervous. So.
Oh, well.
Jenny, you know I'm just goofing with you.
Come on now, girl. You know what we like to say, Jenny, on this show? We kid because we love.
You're very brave. I'm glad you did that.
We kid because we love.
You're adorable. Yeah. I like you.
Well, even for all that abuse you just took, we'll let you do a free plug. What insurance company do you work for?
Travelers.
There
all right,
go.
There you go.
Listen, you have been charming and delightful. Now you can tell people that you did sing for thousands upon thousands
yep.
of people.
Now
so.
You can get on stage, no problemo.
Terrifying.
No
there
problem.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.